You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Tomorrow in the Umbrian hill town of Assisi, Pope Francis will preside over the World Day of Prayer for Peace. Chris Altieri is in the city of St. Francis ahead of the Holy Father, and he spoke with several participants today, including the Reverend Christopher Ferguson, who is the General Secretary of the World Communion of Reformed Churches.
First of all, I'm pleased to say that the organization that I represent, or the Christian family I represent, has been involved from the beginning. I personally have been at the edges of that movement, but a great admirer of the courage to convene all of the people of faith of the whole world to put in practice the great vision of peace, which is the center of Christ's kingdom. So to say, as an admirer for a long time, for many years as an organization, and now quite pleased to be personally involved.
We're 30 years on from the first event. How are we doing?
Well, I think that I just came from a panel on economy and inequality. And one thing I think that we are in a worsening situation as many of the paradigms and understandings that we have fallen apart. The Cold War over, but a new sense of violence. So we're in tough times. But the reason I mentioned the panel I just came from, I think we're doing much better of understanding peace not as an abstract question, but understanding how it's related to social justice, understanding how it's related to economic justice, understanding how it's related to gender justice. So I think the world community here gathered means there are more alliances among people of belief. The circle is broadening about all those who are present at the table, and they're understanding all the things that will be necessary to bring the peace that God wants.
Just briefly looking through the program, you know, the events over the several days leading up to the World Day of Prayer for Peace, you see that there's a lot of nuts and bolts work going on, presentation of best practices, taking the measure of efforts in various parts of the world. But it is a day of prayer. And the Reformed community is one that has a very, very strong, if I could put it this way, ecclesial identity. You are very aware of being Reformed and very proud of it. How does that fit into the worldwide day of prayer with the involvement of not only other Christian brethren, but people from different faith traditions and different religions, etc.?
Well, I mean, in a nutshell, we would say that to be a Reformed Christian is to be ecumenical. To be ecumenical is to embrace solidarity with all of humanity. We say in all things, part of the Reformed witness is all things to God's glory. And we echo the early church fathers in saying, and God's glory are human beings fully alive. The center of prayer is to see that life for all, the planet and all the people flourish. So we're so happy that this day of prayer goes to God, and then God leads it back to all of us and to this planet.
This is the first time that Pope Francis is leading the World Day of Prayer. We've had some time to observe his pontificate now, and I'm wondering what you see from the Reformed perspective, him bringing to this conversation that his predecessors, who were equally committed to it, didn't.
We had the privilege of meeting with Pope Francis in June, and we said that we were brought together by a strong sense of urgency and a strong sense of joy. Joy at our common accomplishments, and we saw very much in what Pope Francis is bringing through two powerful encyclicals. One is a real focus on the issue of peace and justice and reconciliation. The other is putting creation at the center of it. But the other thing, as they say, is his ability, I think, to put questions that divide us in a second place and questions that unite us in the first place has been a very strong contribution. I don't want to compare with others, but I want to say that Pope Francis for us is a dialogue partner, a leader, and in that sense, a friend of our common efforts. I think that he shows up in the right places, says the right things, and encourages others, and that's so important.